6:22 on this Friday. Well, the grocery industry changing dramatically. Here in Michigan, we're about to see a lot more of this company shipped. They basically deliver groceries to your house, and they have a special contract with Meijer, and they're going to be expanding across the state. This, along with the news that Amazon, of course, is buying Whole Foods. Jeff Wells is here. He's an editor with Food Drive. It's a Washington, D.C.-based industry trade publication, fooddrive.com. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and how well-developed are these grocery delivery companies at this point, would you say?
They're quickly gaining share. It's still very early days in the industry, and Instacart, Shipt, Amazon has its own service, mm-hmm. That partners with grocery stores to handle their e-commerce capabilities. And they're all just jumping in there and partnering with grocers. Shipt has its deal with Meijer. It's also partners with grocers in the Southeast. Seeing a pretty quick ramp up of e-commerce with a lot of grocery stores.
And are grocery stores, are these chains eager to see these companies then?
I'm sorry, can you restate that?
Is this something they're happy to see, the grocery industry? Is this a good, is this a positive step for the grocery stores?
Yeah, I think so. It's something that consumers are demanding. I think what's difficult is for grocery stores to profit off of the service. I think a lot of them, it's become kind of the cost of doing business. So it's something consumers are demanding, but it's also expensive. The margins are low. Mm-hmm. It's very complex. I think they're happy to have it from the standpoint that their consumers want it. Mm-hmm. But it's such a competitive industry, and so many of them are adopting these capabilities could be hard from the business standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, how does it work then? Because you're paying for the groceries, and then there's a slight fee, additional fee for the service of delivery. Is that it?
Yeah, it depends on the company. Shipt and Instacart, they offer a fee-based system as well as a subscription-based system. Mm-hmm. So customers will either subscribe or pay a fee on top of their order, and then have their groceries shipped to their door.
Is this the future? You think the majority of grocery purchases will be made this way in the future?
I don't think so. I think most industry experts think, it makes sense to think that eventually we'll all be ordering our groceries from our computers. But I think it's going to be more like some combination of brick and mortar grocery stores and online. And I think grocers are right now, they're trying to find the right balance. E-commerce is still, it only takes up about 2-3% of overall grocery sales, but it's quickly growing, and so many consumers still prefer to buy their groceries in the store because it's such a sensory experience. They want to touch the produce, they want to smell the good smell.
Yeah, when I think about this service, that's my issue. I think you want to be able to pick, especially produce. There's some judgment to be made there, right?
Yeah, well, and I think that's what a lot of grocers are coming up against with e-commerce is it's difficult to sell fresh product through e-commerce. They're improving their logistics and their turnaround, but a lot of consumers are still skeptical that someone else could pick the right green pepper for them or pick the right.
Especially watermelons. Those are tricky things. You got to knock on them just the right way. Jeff Wells with us. He's with Food Drive. It's an industry trade publication dealing with the grocery industry. The Amazon buying Whole Foods, what's the general reaction in the grocery industry to that?
You know, it was funny because I think everyone was at first really shocked, and then the reaction after that was, this actually makes a lot of sense. I think it's such an interesting move because it's something the grocery industry has never seen, where a large internet company has taken over a brick and mortar grocery store.
Is that a threat? Is it a form of a threat though to the industry, to the players that are there now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a threat. I think, you know, even Amazon doesn't really know what they're going to do yet. But the fact is that Amazon has so much, they have so much capital behind them, and they are known for experimenting. They're known to be very, involved in technology, logistics, and they have all of these capabilities that supermarkets traditionally don't have. The supermarkets are they're very low margin. They have they don't have nearly as much capital to play with as Amazon does. So Amazon can really come in and has the potential to disrupt the industry. What exactly might happen is what the state.
Would you say the grocery industry isn't very effective in innovation in general?
Traditionally, no, it hasn't been, but they're really being pushed on that point. There is really in the industry, there's a push away from that typical, 50,000 square foot grocery store where people go to shop once a week for their big grocery shops. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different formats that are coming out now. You've got a European chain that just came over to the U.S. called Lidl, and they're these, 20,000 square foot stores that are all about, quick, cheap, high quality goods. And then you've got Walmart is lowering prices.
Right, because you said it's a low margin industry, but really, is it really all about prices when it's all said and done for consumers?
No, it's not. I think price is still the biggest factor for consumers, but then you have grocers like Wegmans and like Publix that they don't offer the lowest prices in the market, but they offer this, experience, this food experience that people really enjoy. They've got great service, and people are willing to pay for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I'll go to a grocery store, but once I have a negative experience where I buy some item that I thought was going to be good, especially when it comes to meat and so on, it turns out to be bad. That might be it. I might not ever go back there again,
Sure. Yeah, it's that way with a lot of consumers. Sure.
Yeah, and I wonder if how much they track that within their store, if they even care. Typically,
Yeah.
It's especially with the big chains. But no, I'm a fan of Meijer. I'm a big Meijer shopper myself. So, and this is expanding. They're going to expand this across their whole store chain, right, Meijer's?
Yeah, it looks that way. A number of different grocers are doing like Meijer. Publix in the Southeast recently brought Instacart is another provider. They partnered with them across their chain. Schnucks in the Midwest is doing it. So you're seeing these grocers, especially these larger chains that are finding a company to handle their e-commerce, or they're doing, the e-commerce online shopping themselves.
Jeff Wells, an editor with Food Drive, a Washington, D.C.-based industry trade publication. Find him at fooddrive.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.